Yeah. Hello. How have you been?
I'm very well, thanks for asking.
So it's now 5 weeks after the end of hashtag 365. What a journey it's been getting back into like regular life of not doing a podcast every day. It's quite bizarre, really quite bizarre. And difficult to sort of, you feel untethered, you know? I'm like a ship adrift. It's been really odd not having the anchor of that daily podcast to keep me on track. So it's been a bit of a rough few weeks. I don't know, like I've been away a lot. I've been doing these, I've basically been on an arena tour, which has been mad. I've been Birmingham Arena, Manchester Arena, Glasgow Arena, doing like monster truck shows and like hosting them. And it's been super fun, but quite bad for the waistline because it's all been catered. So you know how I've always struggled with buffets? Imagine a buffet every day where all the food is like delicious, like mac and cheese and southern fried chicken and brisket and all that sort of stuff. Every time I went into the catering room, there'd be like bowls of Snickers and Twix and mini muffins and stuff like that. So it has been a proper test. But, you know, I think I've weathered it well. I weighed myself just the other day, 15 stone 5. So, you know, 15 stone 2 was the lowest I got to. And to be 15 stone 5 after those kind of like a few weeks of throwing caution to the wind, I'm pretty stoked with that. So, you know, the goal's still there, to get down to 14 and a half stone, trim off this last bit of fat around my waist. So I'm feeling good about it. A lot of the lessons that I've learned, a lot of my defaults have, you know, a lot of the lessons I've learned have stuck. My defaults and my new defaults, my healthier defaults have stuck. So, yeah, I'm feeling good about stuff. It's strange how I've reset my body to be so much fuller, so much more quickly. You know, I can't eat anywhere near the amount of food that I used to be able to eat. My stomach is so much smaller and I feel fuller much quicker than I used to. I feel like I've connected my brain and my body better somehow. So the cues are quicker. I'm like, oh my goodness, no, I'm really filling up. I need to stop eating. Stuff like that. And I'm still getting all my walking away, doing a load of steps, at least 10,000 steps a day, because that's a default now. Walking everywhere is a default. I've changed that. It feels weird. If I ever can't walk because it's raining or something's going on, it feels really weird. I don't like it. I feel like I need to get my steps away to keep myself motivated and keep my stress levels down and keep my, you know, my joints supple and all the rest of it. So yeah, I don't know. Like, I think there might have been a part of me deep down somewhere inside that thought I was going to completely fall off the wagon and it would just ruin it all and start piling the weight back on. But that has not happened. There's been a few bad decisions and there's been some overeating, but it's been tempered by, you know, getting back on the wagon and putting it in check for the majority of the time. You know, even if I have a couple of bad days at a weekend or a couple of takeaways or whatever, the rest of the week I'm back on it. So, yeah, all in all, things are well. And I'm hoping that the weight's going to start coming back off and we can have some good news in a few weeks. We'll see.